This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there's a need to focus on securing and making the supply chains resilient. Prime Minister said this while participating in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister Modi said the progress and well-being of people largely depend on technology, especially artificial intelligence in the 21st century. The Prime Minister called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of artificial intelligence AI, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the first day of the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Secretary Economic Relations and the Minister of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, said Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for the reform in the multilateral global organizations. Secretary Damu Ravi also said that the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms unanimously by all the countries was another highlight of the summit.
Honourable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance, and the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS, India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honourable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim, President of Cuba Miguel Diaz-Canel Bermudez in Rio de Janeiro. With Prime Minister Ibrahim, Mr. Modi reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defense, counterterrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exceptions to this policy. Trump's remarks came after the BRICS, a grouping of Brazil, China, South Africa and India, condemned the increase in tariffs by the U.S. In his meeting in Brazil, the grouping also condemned the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. A special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both the phases of Census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commission of India said it will be the first digital census in the country and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English, Hindi and regional languages. It added that enumerators and supervisors will use their own mobile devices for data collection. The census will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, housing, listing and housing census will start from April 2026, while population enumeration will be conducted in the second phase. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the railway is committed for development of the nation. Addressing a gathering of the Karpuri Gram railway station in Samastipur in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 33,000 kilometers of new rail lines have been laid in the past 11 years. He said railways is witnessing metamorphosis in the NDA regime with more state-of-the-art high-speed trains and technology. He said the centre has allocated 10 times more funds in budget for development of railways in Bihar, which stands at 10,000 crore rupees. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnav inaugurated several passengers-related amenities, including passenger waiting hall and redeveloped entrance of Karpuri Gram station. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week's first trading session on a muted note amid mixed global cues. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose marginally by 10 points to close at 83,443. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 settled unchanged at 25,461. The broader market indices at the BSE closed slightly lower. The mid-cap index lost over 0.1% and the small-cap index declined over 0.3%. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri alongside American partner Robert Galloway will play in the third round of the men's doubles in London today. Bhamri is the only Indian player still in contention. And that is the end of this news bulletin.